listener production.
Hello, I'm Adriana Jakimovic with your local briefing. A tropical low is making its way through the Cocos Keeling Islands, but it's not expected to develop into a cyclone. A blue alert is currently in place for the area and will likely bring heavy rainfall and winds of up to 100 k's an hour throughout today. A number of projects worth billions of dollars in the Burra Peninsula could be on the line if it's given a World Heritage listing. It's understood the federal government has made an application for the status of the site. If it was to go ahead, it could impact Woodside's North Shelf and Pluto's LNG gas projects. The WA Local Government Association is worried regional shires won't be able to keep up with incentives they're having to offer GPs. Shires are paying thousands to lure in doctors. The Shire of Quiriding in the state's Wheatbelt is offering an $800,000 salary and rent-free accommodation. The association's president, Karen Chappell, says it should be the federal government's responsibility.
These incentives, these cash incentives in particular, those funds are coming from other services that local government could be using to make their communities livable. They are trying to do the very best for their community, so they continue to strive to bring a doctor to town, but there will be a limit.
WA's peak road transport industry body is calling for major investment to improve the conditions of the state's roads. The CEO of the Western Roads Federation says it's been an ongoing issue. Cam Dumasney says trucking companies are forced to take precautions due to the poor state of some roads.
Companies have put a geofence on a section of road and it automatically alerts the driver that the company's mandated a slower speed through that section because it's so rough or so dangerous. So those sorts of practices have been put in place by some companies.
In local sport, a big night in the Karratha women's basketball on Friday evening. Bottom-of-the-table Cyclones went down to the Flames Black 36-23. While it was a close one between the Trouts and the Lynx, the Trouts coming out on top 21-19.